Hello and welcome to Tanchamar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Wednesday, December 8th. Coming up on today's show, at Monday's council meeting, Horizon CEO John Dornan appeared via video conference to respond to a letter received that day from the Rural Health Action Group, a group of Sackville citizens who started mobilizing this summer in order to help reinstate services at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. Former Mayor and Action Group co-chair John Higham was also in council chambers on Monday, prepared to speak to the recently announced Horizon cuts and the Action Group's response. On today's show, we bring you a conversation with John Higham talking about the Rural Health Action Group and the recently announced Horizon cuts and what he thought of John Dornan's response to council on Monday. But first, some other local news and information. Sackville and area residents are rallying today at 11:30 a.m. at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. The Rural Health Action Group is asking people to come protest the recent service closures at the hospital and call for action on the crisis. Guest speakers will be presenting at the rally. Masks are mandatory and parking is available just down the street at Main Street Baptist Church and Maneras. Tanchamar Report will be there and will bring you highlights on Friday. Bridge Street was reopened to traffic earlier than expected yesterday as the first phase of demolition of the Henderson Block at No. 3 Bridge Street was completed. The building was built in 1900 and was owned for many decades by the Henderson family, who operated the Henderson Drugstore. A fire in September 2020 did considerable damage to the building, which is currently owned by Dwayne, Sue, and Justin Pauly. The local planning office says there are no plans yet for future development of the site. The provincial government tabled a $746.8 million capital budget for 2022-2023 on Tuesday. About 45% of the spending, about $338 million, will go towards maintaining and improving highways, roads, and bridges across the province. About 20%, or $153 million, will go toward healthcare infrastructure. Nearly $85 million, or 11%, will go towards infrastructure in public schools. There are 752 people with active cases of COVID-19 in the province, and 172 of them are in Zone 1. Public Health reported 69 new cases yesterday, with the lion's share, 48 cases, as yet unknown origin. In Zone 1, they reported 12 new cases, with 11 under investigation. Four of the new Zone 1 cases were in people 9 years old and under. 47 people are in hospital, with 18 in an intensive care unit. And as of this week, anyone over 50 who has had their second COVID-19 vaccination shot more than 6 months ago can set up an appointment for a booster shot. There were some unexpected guests at Monday's Sackville Town Council meeting. At the invitation of Mayor Sean Michaud, Horizon CEO John Dornan and three other senior staff attended the meeting via video conference to address concerns raised in a letter from the Rural Action Health Group sent the same day. Dornan immediately gave reassurances that Horizon was committed to reopening services at Sackville Memorial.
And I'm going to start things off by saying that we are, as a healthcare corporation, nothing but supportive of Sackville Memorial Hospital. We were asked, and we will deliver this in written form, asked for a commitment to supporting 24/7 care at Sackville Memorial, as well as active inpatient care, operating room services, specimen collection, and emergency room care. That's been our goal for a while now, since my time as a leader in Horizon, as a CEO, interim CEO, and we're committed to doing that. But I'm pretty confident that action speaks louder than words, and you will all agree with that, I know.
The Horizon CEO told council he appreciated and understood the frustration expressed in the letter from the Rural Action Group, but said he and his team were responding to a crisis on Friday when they made the decision to close acute care at the Sackville Memorial Hospital.
This week passed. It became apparent to us that we could not deliver safe care to acute inpatients. So at that point, on Friday, we had to make a decision on what was safest for patients. It was, one would argue, a quick decision, but it was a decision that was necessary over recent resignations and movement of nurses out of Sackville.
Director of both the Moncton and Sackville hospitals, Krista Wheeler-Thorne, was also there on Monday. Wheeler-Thorne gave a picture of the staffing and patient situation at Sackville Memorial. The acute care unit has 10 full-time equivalent nursing positions, but has been running with 4 to 5 positions filled, said Wheeler-Thorne. And in terms of patients, the unit is actually a mix of long-term care and acute care, with on average 4 to 5 acute care patients and about 10 long-term care patients.
It takes 4.2 full-time equivalent nurses to keep the unit open, and we were running at 4.2. So a sick call would keep us down a nurse. Someone off with, for whatever reason, would keep us down a nurse, and we couldn't always fill the shift, but we were getting by.
To keep up, Horizon had reduced the level of care and attempted to organize patients to make care more manageable for nurses and doctors on duty. But then came some resignations. It appears 2 nurses resigned, taking jobs with Extramural and the Amherst Hospital.
Those decisions were made for work-life balance reasons, rotation schedules, etc., and for salaries, as is noted. So it put us in a situation where we now have 3 full-time equivalents. One of those is a Monday to Friday 8-hour nurse. The other 2 are trying to cover the entire unit, and it's not possible. There was risk, and they were very stressed, and we didn't want them to leave, and we met with them, and we've had discussions with them. So that's why the decision to change the level of acuity on that unit to an alternate level of care was made, so that it was safe patient care, that staff and physicians were both clear on which patients would be appropriate to admit there.
Wheeler-Thorne said that in order to bring back acute care services, 4.2 full-time equivalent nurses is the bare minimum.
It doesn't leave us any flexibility at all. Ideally, we would have 5 or 6 out of those 10 full-time equivalents to get back to some acute care beds and our long-term care patients that have historically been in that unit as well.
After promising action on recruitment at the meeting, John Dornan issued a statement on Tuesday addressed to current and future New Brunswick nurses. In the statement, Dornan pitches Sackville as a friendly, welcoming, and progressive community and offers nurses financial incentives for certain eligible positions, including a one-time incentive of $10,000 in exchange for an agreement to work for 3 years. Today on Tantramar Report, we're featuring an interview with former Sackville mayor and co-chair of the Rural Action Health Group, John Higham. I spoke to Higham on Tuesday before Horizon issued its call to nurses, and he started out giving some background on the Rural Health Action Group to show why the level of frustration is so high with Horizon's recent acute care cuts.
We have to remember that a couple of years ago, we were called to a meeting at the hospital by Horizon, and we were told that the staff were getting pink slips today. They will be told today that they no longer have a job here, and we're turning this into a long-term care bed facility instead of a hospital. And of course, that was met with outrage on our behalf, and we got all of the 6 rural hospitals that had the same sort of approach from Horizon and Vitalité, and we got the people out very quickly. I think it was on a Thursday that we were told that, and we had coordinated protests on the Monday, and by the Wednesday, the Premier had nixed all of the suggestions that it was going to go ahead. So, but what we saw now was the similarities between the two. And in the initial part of what the action group had been done, and again, I'll just remind you that the action group was a group of people that got together because ER announcements about Sackville came at the same time that the new council was being created, with just being sworn in. So it was a very awkward time for them to meet. They couldn't meet, really. They hadn't been sworn in yet. So we said, we need to get together and we need to prepare some ideas for the new council, and we need to speak up on behalf of the community until council decides what they want to do. So we called ourselves a task force or an action group, and again responded to what we thought was probably a step towards that plan we had seen before. So we approached after that, we approached with the council's blessing, or council at least inferred that they would like us to continue, by asking whether they should join our group as opposed to saying this is a council group. So we added a councillor to it, and we added the mayor to the new Memram Cook Tantramar task force, so that we had a structure where that whole larger task force spoke to the four mayors, and the working groups could work as required. And that group chose to work in a cooperative way and to try to get Horizon to address things that we don't think are being addressed properly. ERs, the role of a lab, the role of acute beds, the role of our hospital as a part of a system that it operates separately. The ER operates separately in Sackville from the Moncton Hospital. The inability to hire nursing staff and doctors. We approach them with, we think we can help you from a community perspective in recruitment, that we have different ideas. I think we can talk with our staff about how the organization and management of the ER could be different. We think that there are possibilities that the community could supplement some of the financial problems that Horizon has in competing for people and materials, etc. And we can produce a community-based approach to the hospital that will keep those services and improve them, and we hope improve health, Horizon Health's overall performance as well. So we thought we put ourselves out there, and sorry this is such a long answer to this, but it reached the stage where we thought we were making some progress. And then out of the blue, we got this announcement that sounded like this is exactly what we heard 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and we now feel like we've been blindsided. And that's what the letter reflected, was that we really put ourselves out there. We asked to work with them cooperatively and privately so that they wouldn't be embarrassed and that we could think of different ways of doing things. And then the announcement looked like it was history being written over again.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel, now on Monday night, the CEO of Horizon, John Dornan, appeared at town council. What was your takeaway from what he had to say? Do you feel that you know, is your opinion of Horizon's goals vis-a-vis the Sackville Memorial Hospital, has that changed?
It was the first time we'd heard them articulated, and I was impressed with how Dr. Dornan managed himself and what he had to say. He took no quibble with things that we had said. He said it was an appropriate letter, and it was well written, and you've made yourself clear. And his articulation of the vision was what we spoke about. It was, no, this should be a part of the ER services for this region. It should be a part of the acute beds. It should be a part of the surgery system. It should be a part of how we can help release some of the pressures on Moncton and still use the facility that's already here and fill it up properly with adequate staff and equipment. It was the vision that we personally saw for the hospital. So I was taken aback. I did not know that he was appearing with his senior staff until I walked in the door and I was told that would be the case. So I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate how he conducted himself. He committed that he will respond to our letter, which we look for on Tuesday evening, which is tonight as we're talking. And we shall see what he puts in writing. But to me, it was a good opening. His vision was what we thought we were aiming for. I think he was taken aback that there were multiple attempts to get things done that he may not have been aware of. So we shall see when he writes back where we go from there.
Mm-hmm. It did sound like last night that, you know, a lot of the things that you articulate in the letter being lack of response to certain things. And Dr. Dornan was saying that sort of this was sort of new to him. So it seems like the messages from the Rural Health Action Group weren't necessarily getting up to that level at Horizon. Would you say that that's that was your impression and that maybe that has changed now?
My impression was he was not aware of many of the things we were doing, but we were also aware that we didn't have a formal structure for addressing Horizon. And we were often, well, who's the best person we should talk to about this? And we didn't have, all we had was our best guess of looking at positions and people knowing who did that. And then we would try to contact that individual. Mm-hmm. So I think that is part of it, that I understand Horizon faces a lot of challenges right now. They're short-staffed, their budgets are difficult, they're in the middle of a nurse's strike now. They had a lot on their plate, but that's another reason why I really respected that they took the time of their senior staff last night to come and speak candidly with us.
One of the things I hear most in this whole discussion is that sort of the focus on recruitment, as sort of the solution is like the main thing. You were just speaking about the idea of further integrating the Sackville Memorial Hospital with the sort of regional operations. I got to admit this, I would have assumed it was already done like that. So what have you learned about how Sackville Memorial Hospital works with the Moncton Hospital and the other services in this area? And give me a sense of how you think that can improve and maybe even become more efficient and, secure services for longer here in Sackville.
Well, I've only been here 32 years or so. And one of the things that I learned was the Sackville Memorial Hospital was built, created, and financed by people in Sackville. It was a private venture, a public venture, but it was people in this community that built that. Hired staff, ran it as a board, and it was only, I would say, 40 or 50 years ago that there was some consolidation of that. But I think what we see is that Sackville has always insisted there be more independence at the hospital here. And what we're now seeing, and what we're now seeing with staff as well, is in a modern medical technology and the ability to move people to expertise, it's a little bit different now. And that what we do see is a future of Sackville Memorial Hospital being kind of like the relationship with Sussex has with St. John's, and they have a coordinated ER service so that the region gets the best possible service, whether you live in the city or you live out of it. You have fully staffed because it's staffed by the corporation. And if somebody is hired as an ER nurse or an ER doctor, they're required to work in the ER services of that corporation. In our case, traditionally, because of how we ran our hospital, the doctors made their own decisions. They sought as criteria for hiring doctors that you would also agree to do ER work and that you could at a certain age withdraw from that. So we are now in the midst of what the modern outcome of that is we have a lot of doctors around my age, which means they don't have to do the ER anymore. And if they're looking to retire soon, that's an easy way for them to say, look, I'm not going to do that anymore. So we have an ER that's staffed by the doctors themselves and scheduled by the doctors themselves. If we coordinate it with the ER practices in Horizon, they will be managed together. So you will be hiring more ER specialists, ER doctors, ER nurses, and they can be assigned to wherever they're required on those shifts. And that appears to be working very well for Sussex, and we have floated that. We have heard from doctors and nurses that if it maintains the service and it gets it fully serviceable, that would make sense now. So that's the difference, I think, between a historical kind of a practice and where we see we could actually improve ER services, because our doctors often were on call in nighttime. But the idea would be, I'd be open 24/7. This would be an opportunity to become a bit of a training center. It would reduce the waits in Moncton. People who are not acutely badly injured can come here and go back home in a couple of hours versus sitting there for hours on end in Moncton. So there is a lot of logic to it. I think it saves time and money for everybody. And I think we heard Dr. Dornan made that reference yesterday, and that one struck me that he had thought through that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you know, certainly the tone of the relationship has been quite, cordial between the Rural Health Action Group and Horizon in the province. You've expressed that there is a lot of collaboration. There's been meetings. Monday's letter took a bit of a turn. You sort of set a hard line. And it sounds like after the appearance on Monday night by the Horizon senior management that we're back to that sort of cordial relationship. But people in Sackville are quite stirred up by this news. And, and it's not going to go away. We do live in a town with 8 hours a day of emergency care and no more acute care, patients being admitted in our hospital, which is even less than the cuts that were promoted or proposed back in February 2020. So people are understandably upset. And then this is the kind of thing that got people out on the street almost two years ago. What do you think is going to happen to this energy? And you know, what would you like to see happen? What do you think people in Sackville should be doing, saying? What kind of moves do you suggest they make with this sort of frustration and anger they have right now?
Well, we've talked about two events. One is that we need to show that we have gratitude and appreciation for the health workers we have here now. They need it now more than ever. And there are four scheduled events around shift changes at the hospital in the coming weeks where we've arranged for Christmas carols and a variety of things that have been donated by daycares and businesses and that to express the community's gratitude for the people we've got here now. We know they've gone through a lot, so it's important that we do that and we recognize what they're doing. At the same time, we are hoping for a rally on Wednesday, and it looks like that is going to take place, and we expect that people should be out and should be outraged at what has happened yet again, and that we will hopefully have some indication from Horizon by that time as to whether there is an opportunity that they're suggesting to us in their response to our letter. We certainly was inferred in their conversation that they would be doing something. We have some ideas over what we think we might be able to proceed with, but I think we do need to have the community, hey, we've been trying this for a while. I can see why the community was saying, don't make the same mistake again. So I think we want to be very clear of what the action group wants to see done, what we're aiming for in a vision, and how that is going to be held accountable for us from the community and for Horizon for their participation and action towards that same type of a goal. If we do, we don't know what their response might be. It might be something quite different than what they said on Monday. That's possible, but that would be my hope. When I left last night, I was thinking, well, we need to structure this in a way that we can hold each other accountable and we can explain to the community, this is how we're proceeding. This is why we need a community response. We need a community response right now because we should be pissed off. And we need a community response if we come up with some alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Right. In terms of recruitment, which is another major project that the Rural Health Action Group is taking on, we're looking right now at nurses who are in a position to take a strike action. Do you hold out much hope for being able to recruit? And I mean, this announcement by Horizon itself was precipitated by resignations that took place last week. So, they were, I guess, looking at it at a bit of a crisis situation. I guess before I let you go, what kind of plan was in place in terms of recruitment? What were you hoping to do? I know there was some funding coming from the town, and we are hoping to do some fundraising. How will that money be used to help this recruitment of professionals to Sackville?
Well, what we found was that I would describe that Horizon had a corporate viewpoint of recruitment. and that basically they weren't proactive. They weren't out there as effective as I would expect it. They were much more of if somebody clicks, they will follow up with them. And it is a provincial-wide mandate. What we saw was it's provincial-wide. And then when we started to talk to them, they said, well, we're in the middle of changing our marketing approach, and we're going to develop both a professional, your professional life and your personal lifestyle. And we said, well, that's perfect, because what you're missing is that this is where you're going to live. Yes, this is where you're going to work. It's in a corporation. It's in this institution here. But what people want to know is, what am I going to do for the other hours, the 16 or more that I'm in a community? Where am I? What am I doing? Why should I go there? And so we offered ourselves as the pilot to show them how they could be more successful at recruiting, because it is a larger obligation to meet financial criteria when we're competitive. But in addition, we feel we could give them a lifestyle opportunity that would be and an explanation of it and a welcome to the community and all that could be very, very positive and could probably be positive in other communities as well. But we also said we would like to be able to go to the community and seek funds from the community to top those up. If somebody says, you know, I really like it here, but daycare is a problem, or my kid has special needs and there's this. So we were hoping that we would get to that stage where we would be working with Horizon as a partner, that we could use our own Mount Allison emails, and everybody's so active on social media, we could use our own ways of getting those messages out and cover people that they're not going to get. And that may be much more successful than what they were proposing. We felt that's the case. And we can sell Sackville pretty well. It's got a lot of assets that people like. And then, as I say, what we were hoping was to complement that with setting up a fund of some type that we could help them make some choices. Okay, this is how you could come here. This is how we could help you with this. This is what you can do. This is what your children can do. So if there is a little bit of money that's attached to that, we'd have to find a way to, A, to get that money, and B, to professionally manage it so that it's done in the right way for the right purposes for the right people. Mm-hmm. So it's an integrated kind of an approach, which was not what we saw from Horizon prior to us. They were thinking about it clearly because they were changing their marketing program, but they hadn't thought about, well, how do we get that lifestyle component in here? And we're literally creating that model for our community about what that lifestyle is, where you go, what you can see, who's been here, who's worked here, what are the stories, what do we do nearby. So we felt that would make it a much more higher chance of success, and it also has the community buying in that, we need some more support to bring somebody in. And why do we need that person? Because of this, we understand that system now.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the financial incentive portion of things, is there a concern that we would be sort of creating an uneven playing field in the province in terms of who is able to pony up to top up those kind of recruitment efforts?
Well, there is. It's already uneven with every other province and with states and other places, too. So there's a couple of uneven tables. It would be wonderful if we had a Canada that did not have that competition, and wonderful if we weren't competing across provinces. We know that going a nurse can go from Sackville to Amherst and increase their income quite a bit, and that's just fact. And so that is what we have to deal with at this point. Mm-hmm. If we had an appropriate financial system for our physicians and nurses, we'd be fine. But in the time right now when supply is scarce, we're probably going to have to do something different to stand out beyond just some nice pictures of what the town's going to look like. Mm-hmm.
Unless we can at least get a nurses' union contract in place, I guess, which could put us, you know, at least out of last place in Canada, possibly, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, it's a real opportunity. We have We're told that the province has a significant surplus. I think the feds are interested in assisting with the medical systems, and I think the money is probably more available now than it has ever been before. So, yes, it's a good time for political leadership to make a commitment that we can all throughout this province benefit from. But we'd still like to be first.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, John. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That was Sackville Mayor and co-chair of the Rural Action Health Group, John Higham. Sackville and area residents are rallying today at 11:30 a.m. at the Sackville Memorial Hospital. The Rural Health Action Group is asking people to come protest the recent service closures at the hospital and call for action on the crisis. Guest speakers will be presenting at the rally. Masks are mandatory, and parking is available just down the street at the Main Street Baptist Church in Moneris. Tanchamar Report will be there and will bring you highlights on Friday. That's it for CHMA's Tanchamar Report for this Wednesday, December 8th. Are there stories you'd like to hear covered on Tanchamar Report or an event you'd like people to know about? Get in touch with us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.